Lee Reeves, I suppose Lee Limerick, a town with a long tradition of quality boxers. You're heading for Canada, I believe, for a fight this weekend.
That's right, yeah. I'm heading to Canada tomorrow morning, and I'm fighting on Saturday the 17th, and I think it's called the Danworth Music Hall in Toronto, Ontario, this weekend.
Yeah, and you're hail from Corpus Christi Boxing Club here in Limerick.
That's right, I'm from Corpus Christi, the best boxing club in Limerick. I've been training there the last 12 months, and been doing exceptional. I've been winning everything around me, haven't been beaten Ireland in the last, I don't know how long, couple of years. So I decided I've done a lot of amateur, so it's time to switch to the pro ranks and take over that.
The difference between the amateur and pro ranks, Lee, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, with the amateur ranks, what I believe is that you can go 12 months and be on top of your game, beating everyone, and all it will take is one biased decision that could drive you back a year or two. And when you're not getting paid for that stuff and you're putting your heart into the line, it's difficult to kind of keep your heart there. Whereas with the pro ranks, what you put in, you get back out. You work hard and you reap the rewards. Whether it's money or whether it's just the fighting pride of having a non-blemished record, that's all I'm doing it for.
Lee, your Mexican opponent, Benito Aborto, this promises to be a tough, tough bout. Mexican boxers, again, are always tough nuts to crack, and this will be no different.
Exactly, yeah. He's coming off a knockout win, so obviously his confidence is high, and he's a tough, tough guy, so as all Mexicans are. But as I said before, Mexicans are tough with big hearts, but no one has a bigger heart than Irish. And not that my heart's going to come into it, because my boxing and my ability and talent and hard work is going to show in that ring, and he's not going to touch me.
Lee, I suppose, what's it like trying to balance everything? Where you know, trying to balance being a professional boxer, holding down a job, and all that stuff that's going on at the same time. Is it a difficult balancing act? And I suppose, you know, how hard is it to maintain all that, you know, family life as well, with all that thrown in together?
It's very, very difficult, especially if you want to be on the top of your game. You have to dedicate your whole life to it. And as I said, I'm working an 8-to-5 job, which is so, so hard when you want to be training 2 and 3 times a day. That's why I'm hoping to perform under the lights so people can see me, and hopefully some sponsors jump on board, and then we can actually get out of that job and my job to be training full-time and succeeding at boxing. But as I grinded so far and worked so hard to get to this point with a job, I keep doing it until I open more doors for myself.